A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake, and the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him.
Our text this evening is about mission. Jesus calls Simon to be his disciple. Simon is later renamed Peter, which means rock, because Peter is the rock upon which Jesus will build his church. And through that church of which we are a part, the good news of God's love for us is being shared throughout the world. And we here at 304 Bond Street are part of that mission, God's mission, to redeem and transform the whole world. I've been thinking a lot about mission this week, because I was in Las Vegas for a conference. Yeah, Las Vegas. Well, ironically, I am hoping that nothing that happened in Las Vegas will stay in Las Vegas, because it was a conference all about mission, about being called and sent by God to make disciples of Jesus Christ. 300 people from all over the U.S., from various ELCA, which is Evangelical Lutheran Churches in America, from ELCA churches gathered to talk about mission, the nuts and bolts of how we proclaim the gospel, and in the words of our text tonight, how we catch people. I know that the phrase "catch people" sounds a little bit funny. Martha, you're making a disgusted face. At first, I thought it was just the translation wanting to avoid the language of fishers of men and make it inclusive. But actually, fishers of men or people is Mark's language from a different account of the Gospels. Luke uses this phrase, "catch people." Luke wrote his gospel after Mark, and maybe he decided he didn't really like the imagery of fishing, because you know you kill the fish when you catch them. And so Luke changed it to "catching people," which in Greek is literally "taking people alive." And it's an expression that is used. You think that sounds worse, but at least they're alive, right? That expression is used at other points in the Bible to refer to God saving people's lives. So that's the language that Luke uses there. Saving lives. The gospel saves lives. Really. It isn't just a bunch of dead words on a piece of paper. It's the good news that there is a living God who loves us. A living God who has been born among us as a human being, who lived, loved, suffered, and died as one of us, and who paved the way to new life as the firstborn from the resurrection of the dead. That's the good news that saves us, that we proclaim, that's at the core of Christian mission. And it's what our story tonight is all about. In our story tonight, Jesus goes out in Simon Peter's fishing boat with him. I'm just going to call him Peter because that's what he's called for the rest of the Bible. Now, Jesus was a carpenter, not a fisherman. And I can tell you now, after having known Matt for a little over 2 years, that fishing is actually not easy. Have you ever watched somebody cast a fishing net? It's a real art. I never used to fish, but Matt watches these YouTube videos of fishing that just last for hours and just this guy sitting on his boat. And I have slowly come to appreciate that fishing takes knowledge about all sorts of things. The time of day, the season of the year, the current of the water, where you are, the depth of the water, when there's like a little, it's higher here and it drops off, there are a bunch of fish there. What kind of lure you use depends on what kind of fish are gonna be in the water at that season. Fishing actually is kind of complicated. So when Jesus the carpenter tells Peter the fisher, why don't you go over there and throw in your nets? I know you've been doing it all night long, but why don't you just go over there? I'm sure Peter is like, really? God, I know more about this than you do. And the other thing that Matt pointed out to me is that fishermen have a special attachment to their boats. Like even more so than people have to their cars. You know, imagine if somebody's like, oh, just let me like drive your car. Like, let's just go over there together. I'm just going to get in your car with you. Jesus is getting into his boat with him, which is not merely his vehicle for getting around, but it's his tool for his occupation. That's actually kind of an intimate thing. And he just tells him, go over there. I don't know what Peter was thinking, but he did it. And to his amazement, his nets were immediately filled with fish, so full that they began to break, and he needs help from another boat. And so Peter realizes that he has just witnessed a miracle, and that this man who's been going around healing people and teaching about the kingdom of God, this man is holy. Peter has an epiphany. God is revealed to him in and through the person of Jesus, who he will later come to confess is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God. And what is Peter's response to this? Peter falls down and cries out, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Is that how we react to the presence of the holy? When we come here to worship, to experience the holy, are we prepared to be stripped naked before God, to bear our guilt and shame and inadequacies as we encounter the beautiful, terrifying creator of the universe? We are a Lutheran church, and the key thing to know about Lutherans is that we interpret the world through the lens of law and gospel, or in other words, you could say condemnation and freedom, or sin and grace. The idea is that we don't fully understand the power of God's love until we are honest about our own sin and brokenness. Because it's not that God likes our sin and brokenness. Actually, God hates it. I mean, he died on a cross because of it. No, God's love is so powerful because he loves us so much that he comes down to us in the midst of our sin and brokenness. And he calls us and redeems us while we are still sinners, while we are still condemned. Before we have been healed, before we are the people that we want to be, that's when Jesus gets into our boat. That's when he calls us to follow him, to catch people and be his disciples.
So the fish are people?
Metaphorically, yes. That metaphor only goes so far, but there's a way you could play with it. Mm-hmm. So you and I, Eula, we are disciples. We're not perfect. We'd be the first to confess that, right? But we have been called here and now. How are we living out the mission to which we've been called? That great commission to go and make disciples, to baptize them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. During this season of the church year, this season after Epiphany, I've been preaching about Christian hospitality and how God welcomes us into community and shapes us and forms us as disciples so that we can join in that mission of sharing God's love with the world. When we welcome people, we're not just welcoming them to have their taste buds satisfied. We're welcoming them into a mission, into God's mission. There is a purpose, a direction to our lives, and it's all grounded upon the love, that one way love unconditionally from God that we receive through Jesus Christ, that upends the world, that transforms and redeems it, that transforms and redeems us. Our mission is to share that. I think mission is a scary word for a lot of people. My question is why? Why are we afraid of it? In the United States, at least, no one is going to kill us for talking about our faith. What are we afraid of? Are we afraid that people will think less of us? Are we afraid that people will lump us in with Christians who believe different things than we do? Are we afraid of being uncomfortable or making others feel uncomfortable? Encountering the holy is uncomfortable. I think we all need to reflect on who Jesus is and what he has done for us. Mission is not about converting anyone. It's not about us converting anyone, that is. Because God is the one who does the converting, who does the changing of hearts, the changing of minds. And God does that every single day. It's not a one-time thing. Conversion is something that happens day after day after day. We die and rise anew every day with Christ. All that we do in mission is to testify to what God has done in our lives. And by testify, I mean we tell stories. We tell stories about God breaking into our lives, about receiving forgiveness, about that sense of freedom that comes when we know we're no longer bound by the things we regret or are ashamed of. And sharing stories about that call to service, to love one another. Mission is essentially about sharing that which we love, that which has transformed our lives. Has God transformed your life? And I do need to clarify this because transformation doesn't always look the way we expect it to. We don't believe in the prosperity gospel here. Wealth, health, and other signs of worldly success, those aren't signs of God's blessing. We believe that God comes to us in our brokenness, in our vulnerability. God transforms our lives when we are in the abyss, when we are suffering, when we are afraid or feel guilt or shame, because God meets us on the cross. God comes down to where we are and walks with us there. So we are no longer bound by the systems of oppression and hatred that have ensnared us and that we have bound ourselves to. It is when we lose our lives that we save them. And so actually the fact that fish die when they get caught is in some ways an apt metaphor, because when we're united with Christ in baptism, there is a part of us that dies. But we die so that we can be raised up to new life, to life in Christ. It is when Peter gives up on catching fish that he can start catching people. Beloved people of God, when you doubt, when you hesitate, do not be afraid. Because God has already caught you. He has already saved you. And believe it or not, through you, He is already catching others. The living God has a mission, and we are part of it.